A guten Erev Shabbos, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 194. We're going to talk today about allowing yourself to experience happiness. For some people, happiness, Simchas HaChaim, inner joy, comes more naturally than others. But even if people have that disposition not to feel naturally happy, we have that ability to create that happiness within us. So Rizal Pliskin has a chapter in his book, Taking Action, pertaining to Simcha, to allow yourself to experience happiness. You have a right to experience happiness right now in the present. This is a very important concept to keep in mind. You don't have to wait until you accomplish your goals before you are happy. You can learn to be happy in any and every given moment in life. Many people think only after I accomplish my goals will I be able to be happy. And by the way, that includes both physical goals, like, you know, when I make this amount of money, when I have the cushy job, when I find my shidduch, when I have my children, and so on and so forth. And even in a ruchniistic, you know, points, which people make a mistake, because of course you have to strive for it, but you have to be happy with your lot too. And don't say, I'm just going to be happy when I'm able to finish my mesechta, or when I'm able to learn full time, or when I'm able to give more tzedakah, or so on and so forth, because right now it's tight and I can't so much. We don't need to say that. We don't have to say that only after I accomplish my physical or spiritual goals will I be able to be happy. Because these individuals, including yours truly, all of us mistakenly often think that we need to wait in order to be happy, for something to happen later. They feel that they cannot be happy right now. They tell themselves that they first need to achieve what they would like to achieve before they can be happy. And part of the aspects over here is learning how to be happy with your lot the way you are now, despite whatever problems you may have now, despite whatever you still need to accomplish, and focus on the real beautiful aspects of your life that Hashem is showering on you every given day, and to build on it. Happiness is a birthright. You were born, you're alive, you're breathing, you have a right to be happy, and you can choose to be happy now. It's very hard for people to absorb this lesson, because very often people, including myself for a long time, believed that, what do you mean? Happiness is a emotion. You know, how could I choose to be happy? Like, I'm choosing in my mind, okay, I'm going to be happy now. How does that work exactly? Either I feel it or I don't. People ask that similar question when they talk about Ahavas Hashem. How could I love Hashem if it's an emotion? How could you command me to love on a command? V'ahavta, Ahavas Hashem. How is it a mitzvah? And there's different explanations on it. Some say that it's an explanation of thinking about the chesed of Hashem and his awesomeness. Well, that's what the mitzvah is, and automatically the emotion will come into your heart. With happy also, it could work the very same way. What is in your control, you could do. You work on thoughts of happiness. Hakaras atoy, behaving that way, even if you don't internally feel it yet, and ultimately the feeling will come. You even have an obligation to be happy, since you will be healthier then. You will accomplish more then. You'll treat each other better when you're happy. The Creator is giving us a gift of life right now, so we need to celebrate that gift. It says in the Torah, "Smachta b'chol atoyv asher Hashem lekecha noisen lach." I don't know if I quoted the pasuk exactly correctly. It's in Devarim Perek Chavav, pasuk Yud Aleph. Look at there. Look at it over there. You should be happy with all the good that Hashem has given you. And that's the idea. That's the mitzvah. Look at what Hashem has given you. Don't focus on the lack. Could you daven for the lack and the problems? Of course you can. But be filled with your heart with gratitude with what you have now. Mishlei, look at Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Tesvav, and the Vilna Gaon, his commentary there, that when you have a heart overflowing with gratitude, your life will be a life of constant parties. That's paraphrasing that pasuk. That idea of working on Hakaras HaTayv, which Be'ezus Hashem, I hope in this series to spend a lot of time. Rav Zal Pliskin has a book called Thank You, and it's about gratefulness and Hakaras HaTayv. It's a big yisoid in Avodas Hashem, and it brings person to Simcha. You know, if we feel we always need to wait till later to be happy, later is always later. It's not the present. You'll never experience that later. You'll only experience now. So the time to be happy is now. When you allow yourself to choose to be happy now, you will feel better. You will have more energy to accomplish things. You'll allow yourself to be happy by accomplishing more of your goals, and you're more likely when you're happy to accomplish your goals. You're able to choose to be happy like a young child. You can learn that from children that are enjoying themselves. And you have this ability still. You didn't lose it. Your thoughts may block you from being happy, but you can decide to figure out, what is those things holding me back from being happy? What are those negative thoughts, and replace it with positive thoughts? To make a commitment to choose happiness as your regular way of being, that mahalach hachayim. That's not being naive, by the way. That's not called brushing away your problems or just being blind to it. No, everyone has problems. But we have the ability in the 24-hour period to fill our days with happiness, with hakaras hatov, acting joyful, acting kindful, accessing that inner happiness that is within us. Because Hashem is tov v'hametiv. When we feel His presence in the right way, in the healthy way, we feel that simcha. The freedom of the mind, chayrus, that's freedom. To be in the present moment and choosing gratitude and inner happiness in that present moment. And we have to ask ourselves, what's holding us back? What are those negative thoughts that we're having that are holding us back from experiencing happiness? Some people feel, I'm not ready to feel actually happy. But at least I realize I don't need to accomplish what I would like to accomplish in order to experience happiness. That you could learn. I can appreciate the gifts that Hashem has already given me. You know, everyone has certain lacks, and they have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the purpose, to help them fill that lack and fill that void. And we ask Hashem for what we're missing. And the Shemoneh Esrei in the middle brachas is all about things we're lacking, to have Hashem fulfill our needs. But then we also, in the bakashas, Baruch Atah Hashem Chanan Marbe L'Sloyach, that He forgives us. Thank you, Hashem, that He desires tshuva. Thank you, Hashem, that He built Yerushalayim. Thank you, Hashem, that all the things that He does heal. And He does bench us with parnasa, and so on and so forth. So if you think about the past and the future in a way that prevents you from feeling happy now, then you have to really take a break from those thoughts and focus on being happy now, even if you don't feel that way yet. That's a very important yesod. You start acting and behaving that way, even if you don't feel like it yet. You know, there's a person, one woman came to a Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I'm not a nice person. How do I change myself to become nicer and warmer and kinder? And he said, just be nice. But then she answered, but I'm not a nice person. I just told you that. He says, well, then be nice. She didn't understand what he was saying. And then he basically said, what do you do for a living? She says, she's a waitress, basically. She serves food to people in a restaurant. You know, and as I guess there's waiter service or whatever the case may be. And he said, the rabbi, act nice. Smile. Good morning. Good evening. How could I help you? Be pleasant, try it, even if you have to fake it in the beginning, fake it until you make it type of thing. But then over time, you do that, you smile more, you're warm more, you see the response and you see the feeling in you, and ultimately you'll feel better about it. So to summarize this nekuda over here, it's great to accomplish a lot, but you don't need to accomplish to feel happy now. You just need to choose to be happy now and act that way. Even if you don't feel it, don't go with the feeling right now. Just wish yourself to be in that state and act that way. Over time, it will work. That is, you integrate this full impact of this idea which we're describing now, and your life will be transformed and you will be happier. And that will enable you to accomplish more. So Rozel Pliskin quotes a successful businessman who related this following insight. I was a person who took action and reached many goals, but I wasn't happy. I kept thinking that if I would accomplish enough, then finally I would be happy. But that finally never happened. I was always busy. I didn't waste time, but I was always in a rush. And someone asked me, are you happy with your life? And I replied, certainly I'm happy. Look at what I've accomplished. Now, he was very insightful and intuitive, and he said to me, yes, I see you have accomplished a lot, but you're not happy. You're always in a rush. Your mind is focused on what you want to do, that you forget, and you're so much focused on what you want to do that you forget to be grateful for what you have now. And you have what it takes to be happy, but you're missing one ingredient. You can tell yourself each day, I choose to be happy today. Keep up all the good work that you're doing, but add happiness. I thought a lot about what this person told me. And he had a valid point. I've been told a number of times that I didn't seem happy, and I wasn't unhappy, and therefore I didn't take what was said seriously, but I decided to add happiness to my general way of being. Once I decided to be happy in a general way of being, it improved the quality of my life. My accomplishments gave me a deep sense of meaning. Before, I was so busy, I forgot to be happy. Allowing myself to be happy didn't detract from any way from what I was going to accomplish. Some people may think that if they're happy, they won't accomplish as much. But for me, being happy increased my energy. I was able to accomplish even more than before. This entirely new way of being has been healthy for me in every way. There is, if someone is listening to the Shir and they listen to more secular things, there's a beautiful talk, a wonderful talk by, again, he is not from person, Dennis Prager, but he has some wisdom and he gave some speeches, important speeches, on happiness. And, you know, you could reach out to me if you want to listen to it and I could share it with you. But again, he basically says that concept that happiness, people think, is an emotion, and ultimately it becomes an emotion, but it's a moral obligation and it's a choice. See, this is the thing. We are emotional creatures. Sometimes our mind, we could choose what we think in certain ways, but an emotion, sometimes we feel it overwhelms us, and sometimes it does overwhelm us. So we may not have an ultimate direct control over our emotion immediately. If we feel a sadness and a fear, we have to deal with it and let it pass and work through it. But nevertheless, despite that, we have a moral obligation to be happy, and the happiness is indeed a choice. We can choose to behave happier. This goes back to the famous Yesod of the Mesillas Yesharim, Chitzainius Ma'orer Es HaPnimius, that the outside influences the inside of a person, and the chinuch that a machshavas nimsheches as achar ha dibur or achar pula. I have to look in the detail of it, but basically he says a similar thing, that your good words and certainly your good deeds have an influence on what your thoughts are. Sometimes you can't directly change your thoughts in a direct way, so what you do is you act in a way that's happier. You act in a way that shows simcha and akaras hatayiv. You smile. You mekabel kol adam b'seiv upon him yafais. And the inner emotion will ultimately come afterwards. And that's a very, very important yesod. And when we try to practice this and do this, we will develop that simcha sachayim. And again, a lot of it is based on the hakaras hatayiv aspects of things. Thanking Hashem for all the goodness that he does give us in our day-to-day lives. Bracha v'hatzlacha.